Good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan here in the 9 o'clock hour on a Wednesday, and joining me in studio on a Wednesday in the 9 o'clock hour, just like every Wednesday, is Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director Candy Westbrook. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning.
Nice little drum roll intro. I like that. I like that. Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. It's a good day.
Yes. Weather's not too bad right now.
No, and not
it's
too
just
bad.
Slowly starting to cool off more and more and more.
Don't
and
jinx us.
Fall will be.
I hope.
Yes. So what's going on? What are we talking about this morning?
Well, for one, I'm in a great mood because yesterday kicked off our Leadership Coffeyville class, and we had our little retreat, and oh, it was so much fun. I'm so excited to be able to teach that this year, and good group, and lots of good things that'll be coming out of that. So stay tuned. So, okay. So first I'll start off with a few chamber updates. Last week we were in the news. We're trying to be more strategic this year and get Coffeyville out there into the whole world outside of Coffeyville. So let everybody know how awesome we are. So we were on the news, KOM, lots of good interviews on that. And then we were just talking about this, but I was just on a national podcast. It was called Chats with Chambers. So if you want to listen to the clips of the podcast or Facebook or the news, it was on our Facebook page, Chamber or Visit Coffeyville. So couple of those. Oh, other things. We only have a couple weeks left, but the Kansas-Oklahoma 100-mile sales coming up. That's always an interesting weekend. Yeah, lots of people in town and lots to see. But if you want to be on the map, you need to come in. I think it's the 2nd.
Yeah, from Friday.
Yeah, it's coming fast. Yes. Yeah. So stop by the chamber. It's only $5. We did have some questions about that, like why are we charging to be on it? Well, for one, the city does a $3 permit, so that covers the cost of the permit through the city, and then that covers our advertising and marketing and all the administration of it. So it's only $5, but that'll get you on the map. We will print those off, so you can come by the chamber if you want one. We'll put them on Facebook, and then we usually drop them off to a few businesses. So if your business wants to have those maps to hand out, let us know, and we'll drop those off when they're all done. And then we just kind of started talking about this earlier, too, before I got on. But our Brewfest is coming up here in only a few weeks. And I'm still trying to get a few more barbecue teams signed up. So if you are good at that and you would like to sign up a team, give me a call. Let's get that started and get that taken care of. We have a big payout. I think first place is $300 or maybe more. Maybe it's $500. And then second and third. And then we have People's Choice. So they'll get a portion of the proceeds.
People's Choice is great.
That's fun.
It's fun.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun.
Lots of different stuff to try, and I'm looking forward to it.
Because some of the teams will pull out extra stops on the People's Choice.
Oh, yeah. Because
you don't get in the category specific. The last contest that I went to, they had these, they took like pasta shells.
Uh-huh.
And then they stuffed it with like meat and jalapenos and stuff.
Oh.
And they armadillo egg or something like that. It was amazing.
Yeah. See, it's the sides that get me.
Yeah.
So, some good recognition out in the community this last couple weeks. The fire department received a donation from Magellan Midstream Partners. They gave them a check to purchase a thermal imaging camera. Basically, what they do is they go in the first time, try to find victims, and then they go through and do a second sweep with thermal imaging to see if they missed anybody that they couldn't find. And it saves a lot on time, and which time is a big factor when you're talking about, you know, a victim being in there. So excited that they were able to get that. One of our own just received EMT of the Year. So Mr. Robert Roski was awarded the Kansas EMS Association Award of the Year. So congratulations to Bob. And then also down in Caney, Montgomery County Business was chosen as the Kansas Ag Hero by the Kansas Department of Agriculture. So congrats to Troy Strickland, owner and operator of the Caney Agri Service, if I'm saying that right. So I just love seeing when, you know, good people get recognized. So
yeah,
that's
absolutely
awesome. Pete Walterscheid kicked off the Humanities Series. So CCC every year hosts 12 different humanities shows from various artists. And so they've kicked off the fall 2022 semester. this is open to the public, so it's not like a class necessarily. Anybody can come in. They have it on their website if you want to see the full list of all the dates and other performers. Of course, I know you're excited about this, but fall sports are kicking off. Yay. I love watching sports, but I just love everything that goes with it, too. Just the tailgating and the smell of the air, and just, it's fun. So,
yeah, 3 days away from first CCC game.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. So go to their website or Phil Kinley High School. You can download the schedules. I see all of the ones in the area. But, yeah, it's kicking off. I'm excited. So, for all you drinkers out there, Coffeyville PD is going to be doing the annual You Drink, You Drive, You Lose campaign. And that started already, so the 20th. Yeah, so that was just a few days ago. And that goes through September 5th, so Labor Day weekend. So they will be doing extra patrols, so be on the lookout and be watching. Okay, lots of events coming up. And actually, there's so many. I won't go through all of them, but I'll hit a few highlights. Of course, this weekend is outdoor movie night downtown, and they're playing Encanto. Then they're going to have another movie night here in just 3 weeks. And I forgot. It's, I think it's American Graffiti is what they're playing.
That sounds right. And they're doing a car show with
Yes.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that'll be September 10th. So good movie nights. Of course, coming up is our next Business Over Breakfast. That's September 7th. If you've never been, you should come out and see me. It's a great day. We have community speakers that give us updates on all kinds of big things happening in this area. Of course, breakfast and good networking. So that is at the Best Western. So give me a call. I can give you all the details. But that's September 7th.
You have speakers lined up for that?
Yeah, the next one, I'm trying to remember who they are. I know we've got a coach talking about football. So I think we've got CCC coach. Is coming out, and we're going to be talking about Dalton Defender Days, and I'm drawing a blank on the third one. So we were supposed to have Derek Schmidt. His schedule is just so hard, especially, of course, running for a campaign right now. Yeah. So every time we think we can get him, he's like, no, it's not going to work out. So hopefully someday down the road we'll have him. September 10th is also the Lions Club Golf Tournament. It's an annual event they've been doing for many, many years. So for all you golfers out there, make sure you get signed up for that. And September is just really packed with stuff. So lots of car activities. I know Carter Automotive has a car show. And then there's also a cruise night, Hispanic Heritage Celebration, and Native American Unity Gathering. More movie nights. And, I mean, just... like I said, the list goes on. So go out to CoffeyvilleChamber.com, pretty easy to remember, and go to our community calendar, and it'll have all the activities going on in Coffeyville. But lots of stuff. You know, it's fall, so all the activities start cranking up. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to fall.
Yes, I am too, for a number of reasons. But the events in town are great. Great.
Yeah.
So
a lot of fun. So. That's all I had today, though.
How was you touched on it briefly, but how was KOAM being here, and how was that experience?
It was really good. There was a couple times I was like, oh, I think they asked some of the same questions to some of the same people, so we were kind of repeating some things. So didn't get to highlight as much as I wanted, but all the interviews was great. I think we had at least five, maybe six different people in town interviewed. So for me, it was nice that people in the four-state area could go, oh, I didn't know about that. Oh, that's interesting. So it was all positive. They were a very gracious group. I wasn't sure, you know, if they were going to come in all snotty and stuff. But, no, they were amazing to work with, really nice group. And so it was fun. And, golly, between podcasts, radio, and TV, I'm getting some experience here. I might just have to go into media.
I was going
to
say, before you know it, you'd just be working on this side of things.
Yeah. No, so. I like the chamber world. But, yeah, it's been fun.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right.
And then in 2 weeks, we'll talk to you after Business Over Breakfast.
Sounds good.
All right. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.